As I was reading America Beyond Capitalism, I found a lot of programs that had been put into place, had been experimented with to try and redress the balance, the thing that leads to this immense income inequality and disproportionate power given to rich people and so on. When I've talked to people individually and they've said, well, we have to preserve our capitalist ways, our democracy, freedom, rugged individualism, etc. I had to say, the playing field is not level. And so then I've been trying to come up with what is not level about the playing field. What assumptions tilt it in favor of wealth? So one that was pointed out to me ages ago was that we call it welfare and we call this a bad thing because we're giving money to people who don't do anything. They don't do any work for their money. But if we give money in the form of interest or other payments to a rich person, just because he has money, he's not doing any work for it. We call that a good capitalist system at work. And so I said, okay, well, so there's an assumption there. And I can think of a lot of different ways that the system is canted in a particular direction. I think that allowing someone who files a patent on something to get all the benefit of that, even if he's not the one who discovered it, and just because he got to the patent office first or he paid off someone or however that works, there's any number of ways of tilting the system. Do you want to comment on some of them that are maybe obvious from your work as a political economist?
Well, I think you're right if you look closely at the way things work. But the kind that I think are really important is when you see the lobbyists in Washington changing the law or just getting a little tiny wrinkle in the law allowing speculators to speculate, or the hedge fund guys being taxed at half the rate that you and I would be taxed at or anybody's taxed at because they found a way to get a small wrinkle in the law. Really outrageous things. The other part of it is, and I should mention this other book that I wrote with Lou Daly called Unjust Deserts. And it just goes through example after example of public investment in pharmaceuticals and in telecommunications that all the taxpayers paid for it. And then somebody got in there first and began making huge amounts of money, essentially off the taxpayer investment. But the thing that I do want to say is there are many, many outrages, and we need to try to tax the tax system and the political system to tax back some of these resources. But the bottom line is that, and this is the argument of this book, that this isn't going to change unless we also simultaneously really change the institutions at the base of the society. And that means changing the system, that old phrase, change the system. And what that means is starting and seeing if power comes with wealth ownership, how do we move away from a highly inequitable ownership pattern, 1% owning just about half of the investment capital, 5% owning 70%, and the big corporations managing it. How do we move to a different society that is neither socialist state and neither private enterprise corporations, but something that's very American? And the way to do that, I think, and this is the argument of the book, is to look around and see what's happening on the ground in many cities where people are, the light bulb's going on, they're building from the bottom up in terms of very practical co-ops, worker-owned companies, municipal land trusts, building understanding of the ingredients of an institutional way forward, not just a tax program or not just kind of being angry at the corporations and the wealthy, but saying we're going to start rolling up our sleeves at the same time and learning and building forward in the way that, as I said, 130, 140 million people are involved in co-ops already. That's a starting point, not an end point. So I want to urge this institution building perspective that's going on in many parts of the country that it's a precondition. Things aren't going to change until we change the institutional power. And I think politics is very important. But it's at a kind of a dead end without a whole new power base developing and a whole new vision, in my opinion.
I want to ask.